Let's talk football, and we're going to look at spectating when you are blind or a partially sighted fan. Now, John Attenborough has undertaken a bit of a challenge. We're going to find out exactly what that is. John, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you letting me have the opportunity to come on. I'm a massive football fan. I've loved football since I was a kid growing up. And it's only within the last couple of years that I've started going to football on a regular basis. And I've been doing that with my guide dog, Sam. And the reason that I've enjoyed actually going to the games more is because of services like the audio descriptive commentary for visually impaired. And I've been following my team, Dundee United, and they have a fantastic commentary team at Tannadice. But it was only when I started going to the away games I realised that I actually quite enjoyed, the travel and the banter with the fans. And then I was interested to see what access was like at other football grounds around Scotland. And then it was only this year I was like, I've done maybe about a third of the 42, which is the 42 professional SPFL clubs in the football pyramid in Scotland. I did a little bit of research and I couldn't find anybody who had been to all 42 grounds with a guide dog or even somebody who was visually impaired who had done it. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to set myself this challenge to try and visit all the 42 SPFL grounds, and we should hopefully achieve that by the end of this coming season.
It is a bit of a challenge when you think about the geography and travel and so on. What I'm kind of interested in is RNIB have a thing at the moment that's called Accessible Stadia. So they're looking to get, like football grounds and so on more accessible, not just the description, but, help from the staff and accessible programs, all that kind of stuff. How have you found it going round the SPFL grounds?
It's been a mixed bag, to be honest. There's been some who have been absolutely phenomenal. So I'll give a shout out to teams like St Johnstone, who are brilliant. I found Annan Athletic, League Two team down in the Borders, they were amazing. Celtic as well, another brilliant club. You actually find that a lot of the smaller clubs like Stenhouse Muir and Alloa Athletic, a lot of them are run by volunteers who maybe don't have the knowledge or the training around disability. And one of the things I've also found as well is obviously like every professional club has to have a disability access officer at the club. That can also come at different levels. Sometimes like Celtic and Rangers, they both have somebody whose full-time job is dedicated to being the disability access officer. They're two clubs that are really on it when it comes to disability. But sometimes at the smaller SPFL clubs, like at Dundee United or St Johnstone, it could be also the ticket office manager who's got that tied onto their job as well. And at the even smaller clubs like Stenhouse Muir or Alloa, you can sometimes find it's a volunteer. And in terms of physical access as well, a lot of the really old grounds like Arbroath or Queen of the South, they've still got the old terracing as well. They're not all like fully seated grounds, so some of them can be quite challenging to visit.
I suppose people don't think about that. We talk about the audio commentaries a lot, which are great for letting you know kick by kick what's happening on the pitch. But when it comes to actually getting to the ground, maybe getting help to find your seat, or if you want to go get something to eat or go to the toilets, anything like that, or even met outside, you're probably relying on the bigger grounds to provide something like that, because you really want that whole encompassing experience from the minute you arrive outside to the minute you leave.
Exactly that. There's a lot more information about who to communicate with on the websites of the bigger clubs, but even with some of the smaller clubs, one in quotation marks hack that I've found is just reaching out to the club through their social media page, like tweeting them or sending them a private message on Instagram saying, I'm coming along to the game, I've got my guide dog with me. You actually find the smaller clubs are probably more responsive on social media than some of the bigger clubs like Celtic or Rangers. Quite often I've found when I've got to a ground, maybe a steward said, oh yeah, the social media guy said you were coming along, so yeah, you can come in this way and here's where there's a bit more accessible seating. So that's probably a good way that I've found around visiting some of the smaller clubs.
And I'm interested actually to find out as well. You go along with your guide dog. Does the dog come with you on onto the terraces, into the seating, or does the dog have his own little place to go to?
No, he comes with me onto the into the seating area or onto the terraces if we're standing. It depends kind of where we go, really. So, like, I'm a season ticket holder at Tannadice, and we obviously sit in the same area next to where the guys do the commentary. And basically, what they do is they block off like an extra seat or two in the row so that he's got sort of space to lie down beside me. Sometimes I'll sit in the wheelchair bays, where there's extra room, so that I would sit on the seat and he would use the space where the wheelchair would normally go. And then some of the smaller grounds, they're not too strict on seats. So, like, some of them it might be partly seated and some of it standing. So you can actually just walk around the ground as the game's going on and find a bit of ground where there's a bit extra space. So it's kind of a mixed bag, but he loves it. He loves it.
I'm sure he gets plenty of attention as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
How have you found sort of getting around to the stadium, sort of transport and things like that? Do you get someone to take you along, or do you sort of use public transport?
I would actually say this is the most challenging part of this challenge is the actual logistics of it. I've traveled to every game so far just using public transport. So we take the trains to most places, and sometimes it can be relatively easy, you know, like it can be maybe like a short 10-minute walk from the train station. Other times you might need to try and find a bus if there is a bus that goes to the ground, or sometimes you might need to get a taxi there and a taxi back. And obviously, having a guide dog, that has its own challenges as well, because you don't know if you're going to get a refusal if you need a taxi. So the traveling has been by far the most challenging part of it.
How many grounds do you have left to visit then?
By the end of the season just gone, we'd done 27 out of the 42. So we have 15 left to go. And I'm hoping to do that. I've kind of set myself a little additional challenge to try and do it before November, which is going to be quite tight. But we'll definitely have done the 15 by the end of next season.
Do you think you'll take it further, move down into maybe England or Wales?
Well, we'll see. We'll get through the 42 first.
But overall, then, do you think with the Scottish clubs you visit, has the overall impression been that the audio description of the game aside, that accessibility and support has been pretty good?
Overall, I've found the support has been fantastic, and I'll give you a little anecdote. The support might not necessarily actually be from the stewards or the staff or volunteers at the clubs. So, just towards the end of last season, we went up to Elgin to visit Boro Briggs. And it was Elgin versus Clyde. And I arrived, I was running a wee bit late at that game. So, it was only about 10, 15 minutes before kickoff I arrived at the ground. And I couldn't find anybody to find where this accessible entrance was. And it was actually a Clyde supporter, or a group of Clyde supporters even, that came over and says, "Oh, are you looking for the entrance?" And it was a Clyde fans who actually helped me find the accessible entrance. And when we went into the ground, some of the staff were really helpful as well, but you actually find a lot of the time the supporters are really helpful. You know, I've been at grounds like Greenock Morton as well last season, where fans were getting up to go and get their half-time pies or coffees, and they would say to me, "You know, do you want us to get you anything while we're along there to save you getting up and going along?" So the fans have found to be really supportive as well as the staff at the clubs.
It sounds like an amazing challenge and a fun one as well, no doubt, maybe despite the weather, John. But if you were to give a piece of advice to someone who's blind or partially sighted, maybe thinking about going to a ground, say even for the very first time, what would you say to them?
Yeah, well, part of the reason that I'm doing this challenge is to try and help encourage more disabled people and blind and partially sighted people to even go along and try it at their local club. So, you know, my advice would be reach out to your local club, whether it be through social media, send them a wee DM, say, "Look, I'm really interested in coming along to your next game. I've never been before." Or even when you're phoning up to book a ticket, explain that to them, and the ticket office staff will be more than helpful, and they'll likely put you in touch with the disability access officer as well. And hopefully you'll have an amazing experience, and it'll encourage you to want to go along to more games and support your local club.
John, I think we should come back to you when you've completed all the grounds, actually, and we'll find out who's the best and who's the worst. We'll do a little league table, right? We'll do that.
That'd be brilliant.
But
Yeah, I'd
listen,
love
good
that.
luck with the challenge, and thanks for telling us your story on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem at all. Thank you very much, Alan.